Blog Talk Radio.
Calling a lover, calling a lover, women and men all around the world. Oh,
can't you say it's getting way too dark? I'm still leaving. Catch me, boy, I'm falling in love.
We want to jump on and come back. It is the election season has started. Before you know it, it's going to be time for election 2016. And as you know it, we here at FOS Radio, we love nothing better than a good election, especially the election buildup. But folks, this is FOS Radio. I'm your host, Tori, and I'm here with my co-host.
Hi, everyone. This is Pepper Lynn. Welcome back.
Okay, it's been a minute since we had our last show, but we're going to jump right in because we're only going to be on about 30 minutes, and we really want to cover different things regarding the election 2016 and some other stuff, right?
Right.
Okay, also, because we've been away for so long, we also have a giveaway that we're going to be announcing a little bit later and let you know what you can do to enter the giveaway and what exactly the giveaway prize is going to be. Okay, and there's going to be two winners. So that should be something to look forward to.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's get started. Okay, people, election 2016 is coming up. Before you know it, it's going to be November 2016. It's going to be time to cast your vote for the next president of the United States. Currently, right now, November 2016, next year, it's going to be time to cast our vote. So right now, you have various candidates who have come out and about, and they are putting their hat in the ring because they are vying to become president. So let's just basically start. You have the Republicans, you have the Democrats, basically, the two parties that are really going head-to-head of late. But right now they're battling each other in their own party to see which one is going to win the presidential nomination for the parties. Okay, so on the Republican end, you have 100 people running. There's 100 people running for president on the Republican side. And people none other than, I still can't believe this, but Donald Trump is currently the top contender. on the Republican end. Well, I think Donald Trump, they're claiming, well, you know, there's always some little shiestiness. They're claiming that poll. Some polls that show Dr. Ben Carson ahead of Trump. Most polls show Trump still edging a little bit. The last debate shows Ted Cruz coming in a little bit. But basically, the top contenders right now, Donald Trump is leading. Dr. Ben Carson, the African-American surgeon, is running on the Republican side. And Ted Cruz is also gaining momentum. Jeb Bush, unfortunately, seems to have lost a whole lot of steam. He's not doing that well.
No, he's not. Oh.
Not like Daddy Bush and Brother Bush.
No. No, he's not. I guess it's just not Bush season.
Definitely not. And he's tried, bless his heart. And the thing about it that I hate about the fact, and we're going to also start, I don't know, if you've been watching the Republican debates, there have been three debates so far. And the last debate was last Wednesday. And Jeb Bush tries to get his little point across, and they shut him down.
Yeah.
He needs to be more forceful. And look, oh, my God, I'm giving pointers to Jeb Bush.
That's cool.
But listen, yeah, he needs to be a little bit more forceful. And when they shut him down, the look on his face is he looks like he was shut down.
Mm-hmm.
The point is, if you're shut down, you don't look like you've been shut down. You don't do that. So he needs
you
to
gotta practice. Give it to him.
Yeah, you don't give it to him. You don't practice that because you don't do that. And he has this look like, oh, my God, like he's been defeated.
A big, tall man.
Yeah. Yes.
And no, you don't give them that.
Yeah, and it ain't cute. Okay, at least when you know your ass been shut down, don't look it. Don't look the part.
Come back with something.
Come back with something. That's why you don't just shut up and not say nothing. I'm like, dude, really? So anywho, but Mark Rubio also running. He thinks he's all of that. He's not. Ted Cruz. But let me tell you, people, who you need to really be concerned about. Every last one of them that's running. Okay, and I'm not saying that as someone that is going to be voting Democrat. I am supporting Hillary Clinton, and I'm also supporting Bernie Sanders. I think those are two people that have common sense ideas on what they need to do to move the country forward. However, my main support is behind Hillary Clinton. I think that she's going to make an amazing president, and I just think that is who should take the presidential nomination for the Democratic Party. And as we switch over to the Democratic Party, you have Hillary Clinton running to get that nomination, as well as Bernie Sanders. And basically, Martin O'Malley are the three big ones right now that is definitely contending, right, for the Democratic Party.
Yeah.
So who do you think will take, of course, the Democratic Party?
Well, I've always... then Clinton, Hillary Clinton will take it.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure about that. Although I love Bernie Sanders.
Yeah.
I really like him. O'Malley, to me,
mm-hmm.
he just looks presidential. He has a presidential look.
Okay, yeah.
But I know Hillary has been a part of this for a long time.
Yeah.
And, She knows what she's doing, and yes, by all means, Hillary Clinton for me.
Definitely.
Yeah.
She has the experience. She knows she's been, you know,
she's
an attorney. She's been a first lady for 8 years, senator, secretary of state, and foreign policy, and being so close to two presidents and knowing exactly what it means to run a country.
Yeah.
I just think that it would be amazing if she is definitely elected as president. And, of course, yeah, it's going to be one for the history books. But aside from that, I'll just give it to the fact that she is definitely qualified.
She fits the bill.
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
So, folks, but we want to get back to the point. As far as the Democrats, they had the first debate recently. I think that Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders did really well in those debates.
They did.
Yeah, did very well. Chafee, this is Lee Edlund, since he's no longer running.
Wow.
We're just going to stick to basically Martin O'Malley, Hillary Clinton, and Bernie Sanders. And in other shows, of course, we'll go more into detail on the different candidates and where they stand and all that good information.
Right.
But before we move to the Republican Party, just to give you some information, and it's pretty simple, actually. Campaign websites for Hillary Clinton, basically their names, HillaryClinton.com, BernieSanders.com, MartinO'Malley.com. Those are the official websites for the candidates that are running. People, educate yourselves, okay? And that's for any, regardless of who, what party you're affiliated with, educate yourself. Go to the different websites of these people, the Republicans and the Democrats. Now, we're not going to be giving you the Republican information. You can find it on your own. I mean, really.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty simple to find. We talked about Democrats. But each candidate has what they claim, you know, their policies and where they stand on legislation. So you go in and just educate yourself. We say this every year that we do this. Educate yourself, people. Do not sit up and let a candidate speak to you and you think that's what they're standing by, because a lot of times what they're saying is not matching what's on their website. So, and also factcheck.org is an amazing website to go and fact check. Not all, I mean, all the candidates. You can fact check statements that they've made and find out if it's true or not. So factcheck.org and another great website to go to. And also Democrats, the main Democratic website is Democrats.org. So go there, get all the information you need, register to vote, and all that. In the upcoming shows we're going to be doing, we'll give you more information.
I mean, if you're not registered, please.
Yeah.
Please register to vote.
Please do.
Don't just sit around and let a game and talk about what if and they could and what should. Make yourself a part of this election.
Exactly.
Register to vote.
Exactly.
And do your civic duty and go out and cast your vote. Okay? Make sure you have your IDs, because it's going to be some ish. It's going to be some ish going on. So make sure you have those IDs ready, okay?
Okay? Especially in North Carolina.
Honey.
Okay.
North Carolina.
They're not.
Mm-mm.
Get it right.
Have your IDs ready.
Right. Okay, people. So let's move on really quick to the Republicans. We want to get some other information because time is winding down. But just to let you know, we will be doing more shows frequently than we've been doing, but just because of the election and the current campaigns that are going on. So we'll be doing some shows. I don't know if we'll get in one a week, but we'll definitely do one or two a month and definitely give you some information and update you like we always do on the various candidates and anything that's going on in the news. We'll definitely talk about. Moving on over to the Republicans. I want to talk about Dr. Ben Carson, black Republican. He's a doctor, renowned doctor, surgeon, very intelligent, very smart. He's married to Candy Carson, a black woman. And I'm not throwing shade. I was surprised he was married to a black woman. but anywho, Candy Carson. I don't know if you people you realize, and this is just sort of going off topic, there's a video circulating the web that shows Candy Carson singing the national anthem. And let me just tell you something, that's a must-see video, and we'll just leave it at that.
Leave it at that.
Definitely go take a look. As a matter of fact, I'm going to put that up on my blog, chocolate-chick.com. So by the end of this show, you can check on my website, and I'll have that video of her singing the national anthem. And do yourself a favor and head over to the chocolate-chick.com and take a look at that video, people.
Yeah.
Also on the website, the full Republican debate part three of the the third Republican debate is also on the website. You can take a look at that and have that information as well. So, folks, if you can hold 1 second, we'll be right back.
Boy, I'm falling in love.
Oh, oh, oh.
on and violent.
Okay, people, sorry for the interruption. I had a slight interruption. Okay, somebody walked in. Okay, so anywho, back to this. So, yeah, basically chocolate-chick.com. Head over to the website, and you can check out the third Republican debate. That is must-see TV, must-see whatever. Grab some popcorn because you will need it. It was good, okay? If they ain't good for nothing, they're good for some free entertainment, okay?
Need a tub of popcorn.
Okay, extra butter. Get your life. Okay, people. Now, one other thing about the Republicans. Being very serious, Donald Trump, people, Donald Trump is the top contender to win the presidential nomination as it stands right now for the Republican Party. That is ludicrous to me. That's crazy. That shows you how effed up that party really is. They are so run amok, they have 100 people running. They can't even decide something in their own race. I mean, in their own party.
Lord Jesus.
Their own party. To have so many people, I think like currently, I keep saying 100, I'm being facetious, it's more like 14, I think, now. When they have their debates, they have to have two. They have to have the little small debate with the little minions at 6 or 6:30, and then they have the main debate at 8 o'clock. Hell, if I was running for president, I'd be offended if you stick me over here at 6 o'clock.
I want to be with big dogs.
Okay, I'm like, hell, bump that. I'm like, okay. Like, what? You going to stick me over here at 6 o'clock? Please. That's him. Excuse me. I mean, that's basically a slap in the face, and that is so much shade to have your ass on a stage at 6 o'clock, and the main stage is at 8, the main show, the main event. So they don't even need to be talked about. But that's what I'm talking about. It shouldn't even be that way. That party should have come together and said, listen, let's just pick 5 people, okay? 5 people, because y'all look mighty stupid and crazy, but 14 people still in this game right now. Something ain't right. So people...
But they're not talking about the issues.
They're not.
They're nitpicking at one another. Yeah. And nobody has time for that.
Nope.
And we need to get down to business and find out what you're going to do for this country, if
exactly.
you're going to do anything at all.
Exactly.
The richest country in the world is appearing to be the poorest country in the world.
Okay.
Nothing's getting done. I mean, no, I'm not going to say that. President Obama, he did, he's done several things.
Yeah.
People will not give him his due.
Exactly.
But he has done a lot during his presidency. And but anyway, these people, it's like a clown show.
It's
like just clownish. And, you know, nobody has time for that. We want some real people, somebody who's going to stand up and do something for the country. Okay?
That's true. So people, really, it's really gotten to the point where this is serious. Donald Trump should not be the number one contender running for the top echelon in the Republican Party right now. Ben Carson is no better, okay? Black or not, it don't matter. He ain't no better. And you definitely don't want Ted Cruz. The man is crazy, okay? You don't want Ted Cruz. But like I said, we don't have much time now, but we'll talk more about all these candidates, you know, at another time, because Ted Cruz will be very dangerous. He is an extreme conservative, a Tea Partier as well. And people, he wasn't even born here in America. He was born in Canada. But we'll get more into that at a later date.
Okay.
So, folks, just be on your P's and Q's about the election and the people running.
Right.
Okay, we want to talk about Lord Have Mercy. The song that came on, we were playing earlier was Angels and Demons. That's off of Tamar Braxton's new album that's been out for a couple of weeks called Calling All Lovers. If you don't have Tamar Braxton's new album, you need to get it. It is absolutely amazing. The entire album, the girl slayed on the entire album.
She did.
With ballads, up tempo songs. So definitely.
Hey.
Definitely. Go get her album. On the same day, Janet Jackson dropped her album as well. Unbreakable, also Janet slayed on this album. And I like to think of Janet's album, I've described it as just an entire album of just smooth grooves. So you also need to pick up Janet Jackson's new album, Unbreakable. And also a good shout out to Janet because her album actually went to number one
it
when it was released. So big ups to Janet Jackson. Go pick up Unbreakable. And actually, when we leave out on the show, we're going to leave out with a song by Janet Jackson from that album. So definitely make sure you stay for that. Also, a giveaway. Halloween just wrapped up, and anybody that knows me knows that I love Halloween. I love horror movies. I love movies, period, but I also of all genres, but I love horror as well. So every year on my blog, I do a horror movie pick of the day, and I did that, and you can go and check on the blog. Each day I posted a horror movie pick. And on Halloween, I posted what my favorite horror movie of all time is. And folks, that movie is none other than The Ring, okay? Now, I have many, many favorites, okay? But I had to pick one. It was The Ring. Oh, my God. That movie scared the shit out of me. And when I first watched it the first time, yeah. So, and I kid you not, the first time I watched it, when it came to the part where you're watching the video that on the tape, I was scared to freaking watch the TV to watch what the freak was on the tape. I just didn't want to watch it. So, yeah, people, to this day, I won't even watch the video part. Whereas if you watch a video and then you die in 7 days, I don't even watch that part. So it turned my head a little bit. But, yeah, but that's just me.
She's a horror fanatic.
I am.
Horror. And she tries to pull me into that mess. And I'm like, I don't think so.
I try to get my mom to see different horror movies. It's like, she's just like, no.
No.
Okay, like it's, please, like it's satanic or something.
Mm.
Okay, but folks, time is winding down, but the giveaway, two people can win a copy of The Ring, the Blu-ray Ring, the Blu-ray edition. And so we're definitely going to give two people a Blu-ray copy. Now, to win, what you're going to do, because this is a connection with my blog, chocolate-chick.com, to enter, you're going to send an email over to info@thechocolatechick.org, okay? Again, that email address is info@thechocolatechick.org, okay? Send an email, and the subject title, put favorite horror movie. Write what your favorite horror movie is, okay? That's all you have to do. Two people will win, randomly picked will win. And this giveaway will be open until Wednesday, okay, Wednesday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And the winner will be chosen on Wednesday, and that winner will receive an email. It's going to be two. And when you receive that email, give us an email back so we can get your information and send the Blu-ray out to you. And it's for the movie The Ring. So all you have to do is send an email to info@thechocolatechick.org, and in the subject area, write favorite horror movie and put what your favorite horror movie is. That's all you have to do. So congrats at the time to the two winners.
Yes, congratulations.
Okay, also we want to give a shout-out to Adele, the singer, the amazing singer. Adele released a new single, Hello. It's awesome. She released a single, Hello, along with the video. So she dropped the song and the damn video on the same damn day, people.
Hello.
Okay. And it's a very powerful song, a great video. And not only that, she made history. Adele's single, Hello, entered the charts at number one on Billboard's top 100 singles. And not only that, she made history, people. She sold 1.1 million copies of her single, Hello, in 1 week. So congrats to Adele. Oh, and it pushed Justin Bieber's hit song to number two. So actually, big ups to both of them. But Adele, great for Adele. Everybody was waiting for her to come out with new music, and she has, and she did not disappoint. If you have not downloaded the single Hello, do so, and also go watch the video. And, of course, you can see the video on my blog, chocolate-chick.com. Okay. Also, Her new album is going to be called, I believe, 25, if I'm not mistaken. I believe that is the title of her upcoming album, 25, and it will be, I think it's, is it 25? I believe it is. And it's going to drop on November the 20th. So it'll be out before you know it. So definitely pick it up. Yes, it's called 25, number 25, and it'll drop November 20th. So pre-order that album today, okay? Also, people, back about Tamar. Tamar Braxton is really doing her thing. Tamar is currently competing on Dancing with the Stars on ABC, which actually comes on tonight at 8 o'clock. She's dancing with pro Val Shimakovsky, Maxim's brother, Val. Val is an amazing dancer himself, an amazing choreographer, teacher, dancer, however you want to put it. And I just want to say this, and I hope we don't run out of time. If we get cut off, people, I do apologize. We only slated for 30 minutes when I set up for this show. So, again, if we do happen to cut off while we're talking and don't get a chance to play Janet Jackson's song, To Be Loved, definitely we'll play it on the next show. And we will be coming back with a show next week, just so to let you know, to keep an eye out for that. Okay? Sorry, that's my phone going off. I thought I put it on silent. Okay, so anywho, Tamar is currently competing. And let me just tell you something. When Tamar first appeared a couple weeks ago and came out week one, she slayed. She tore that dance floor up. And I think she surprised a lot of people, especially the little clique over there at Dancing with the Stars. I think they weren't expecting that from Tamar. And unfortunately, I just noticed in the very beginning that the judges, specifically Carrie Ann and Julianne Ho.
Oh.
Woo! Julianne Ho. Excuse me, Huff. Was scoring Tamar low. And I thought, okay, that's interesting. So I was like, it didn't think nothing about herself. But that's more interesting because compared to what the other people were getting, right, the other dancers. Mm-hmm. I was like, she did really well. Then she did, you know, come out, do a second dance, second week. She killed it. Still not getting the correct scores. She comes out again the next week. She kills it. She came out, and I can tell you for a fact, the week that she danced her own song, King, that was a tribute to her and Vincent Herbert. That was a 10. Period, point blank, a 10. These people would not give her that due. Then she came out and slayed it when they did the switch up. I could see them deducting it a point or two because of the way her arm went, but she definitely garnered an 8 for that performance.
And it was fast, and her dance was the longest.
Yeah, her dance was the longest. It was a difficult routine. She was with Louis Amstel, and I could see her getting at least an 8 on that. Julianne and Carrie Ann gave her a 7. Max was a guest judge. He gave her an 8. Bruno goes up and down a little bit. But so my main problem is with Carrie Ann and Julianne. They seem to have this something against Tamar. Yeah, they won't give her her due.
Tamar speaks up and she speaks out, but I think she needs to back up a little bit because these people are maliciously doing this.
Now, I don't think she should back up. I don't think she should wilt her for anyone. If they can't accept her for, they don't like strong-minded people, and they always put us as black women we're too opinionated, we're too strong, we talk bad, we're too loud. No, and they want to put you in the angry black woman box. You know what I mean?
Put you in the corner.
Yeah, and it's just not right.
But no, I just, I don't have enough time to say what I want to say. So,
yeah.
Okay.
And people, again, our time actually did wind down. I don't know if it's still streaming. But we'll keep going because it's going to call off in a few minutes. But just to say, but it really came up to the point where everyone sees it. Everyone is seeing that when she should be getting 9s and 10s, she's getting 8s and 7s, and it's really ridiculous. And she came out after that, the switch up, and she came out and danced to the Rhythm Nation Janet Jackson routine, and it killed it again, and they gave her 10s. And it's like they were just, and it just seems like even though they gave her 10s and the praise they were giving her seemed fake, something just it was not feeling right. Something is off. I don't know what it is. But Carrie Ann and Julianne seem to be just major haters. I don't know if it's jealousy. I don't know if they hate or whatever. Because let me tell you something. Tamar Braxton, okay, it isn't like she's over there needing that check. She's there, even though she is. She does a talk show 5 days a week. She has a new album that she's promoting. She's currently on tour with Mary J. Blige. She has 2 reality shows, okay? She's a wife. She's a mother. Okay, she is doing the damn thing. She has a clothing line. And even though she has all that, she still takes the time to put in the work to do Dancing with the Stars. And she's not coming in there half-assing like some of those people over there just to get a check. She's over there actually doing what she's supposed to do because the girl got a work ethic.
And she's doing it well.
And doing it well. And they weren't expecting that.
Doing it and doing it and doing it well.
Exactly. Yeah. They weren't expecting that. And it's just really... It's just like I could understand that she was just like frustrated as hell. It's like I'm in here giving my all, doing what the hell I'm supposed to do, but you're not giving me the scores that I'm supposed to get. Mm-hmm. And she's there. That's what she's there to do. You're there to judge her on her dancing, but you're not. You're trying to judge her on what you think her personality is that you don't like.
Mm-hmm.
You need to separate the two, and if you don't know how to separate the two, your ass don't need to sit in no judge's chair.
Not at a judge's table.
Okay? Mm-hmm. If you don't know how to separate the two, Julianne Hough and Carrie Ann Abbey ass, you need to leave. And ABC should have been switched up them seats, okay? Okay, and let's not forget Miss Julianne Hough. She already proved she doesn't have good judgment skills because a couple of Halloweens ago, she dressed up in blackface as one of the characters from Orange is the New Black. The hell for crazy. Now, I knew then something was wrong with her ass. When she come dressing up in blackface, full blackface people, okay? And then you sitting up there judging black folks, not judging them correctly. That's done lost her damn mind. I'm telling you something else. I don't know how a sister can sit up and judge her brother in a competition. I don't know what kind of competition that is.
I don't know either.
Okay.
No, and then she had a cousin on there.
Okay.
I don't see how that works either.
Okay. And, you know, but, yeah, something not right in that murky water. So, people, please vote for Tamar Braxton and Val. It comes on tonight. And be sure to, I don't know if you want to tune in. I just watch for Val and Tamar's dances because they're just wrong on all kind of levels. What they love fake asses. Carrie Ann and Julianne need to be fired from Dance with the Stars, and they need to bring in people that are professional and know how to actually judge a competition and judge the dancing. That's what your ass is there to do, to judge. So call in and vote 1-855-234-5612. 1-855-234-5612. You can vote. Make sure you vote as many times as it would allow you. You can also vote at abc.com, and you can vote on Facebook. And, of course, their team name is Valente, and they are slain. So be sure to do that as well.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
And, people, I think that's about it. We're going to get out of here because we're running out of time. We're not going to really be able to get on another subject we're going to get ready to talk about. But definitely be sure to go out and get Tamar Braxton's new album, Calling All Lovers, get Janet Jackson's new album, Unbreakable, Adele's single, Hello. Pre-order her album,
Hello.
25, that comes out on November the 20th. You can go enter into the sweet giveaway for giveaway 2 copies of The Ring Blu-ray. Send an email over to info@thechocolatechick.org, and a winner will be announced. Okay, people, that's it. Hey, what can we say? Oh, also, Leah Remini, she has a new book coming out tomorrow, Troublemaker. I can't wait to read this book. She's going to be discussing Scientology, the Church of Scientology, how she left, and about growing up in Hollywood. And so, yeah, definitely pick that book up. It's going to be a must-read. One of my favorite authors of all time, Stephen King, is coming out with a book tomorrow as well. It's a book of short stories. It's called The Bazaar of Bad Dreams, I believe. So, yeah, definitely pick up that copy. Anything else, Mother?
No, I think we, well, that's about it.
That's about it, people.
Yeah, because we'll get into something else and we don't have the time.
Okay. Yeah. So we'll definitely be sure to tune in sometime next week. We will be doing another show. As always, you can check out our other shows in the archives. We have over 100 shows archived. And, folks, so we're really going to be getting into the election that's coming up. Make sure you get involved and be able to know what you're doing and what candidate you're going to be voting for as well, okay? New shows you should be checking out for, people. Make sure you check out for Supergirl, Quantico, Blood and Oil. These are some new shows you should definitely check out. It is. And we were going to talk about that, people. So, but definitely check out, again, Blood and Oil, Quantico on Sundays. You got Supergirl that just started up. There's so many other shows. We can't talk about it now, but we will talk about it on another show. Everyone take care. That's about it. Oh, American Horror Story Hotel. Oh, my God. Scream Queens. Yes. Yes, people. We'll talk about it more. Everyone take care. As always, keep it locked here on Alpha's Radio. Bye.
Have a safe one.
Everybody wants to be needed. Everybody needs to feel love. I feel like you've been deleted. Cause you lost your love. You don't belong to me.